Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
As we know, key economic data is critical for us to absorb as South Africans, not only from a policy-making perspective, it helps investors make their decisions, but even for us to get a better understanding of the lay of the landscape. And for many South Africans, we know that we are deeply frustrated by the levels of high unemployment in the country. The challenge is, whilst there are certain interventions to create new jobs, they're perhaps stalling in terms of gaining some traction. And to help talk us through some of the latest stats and figures that have been released so far, the Quarterly Labour Force Survey, published by Statistics South Africa, the official unemployment rate increased again in the second quarter of this year, moving from 32.9 in the first quarter to 33.2 in the second quarter. A good friend of the show joins us on the tonight to tell us more about these numbers and give us some perspective on key sectors that might be feeling the pressure. Acting DDG, responsible for population and social statistics at Stats SA. We're joined by Soli Mulai. Ntate Mulai, always a pleasure to speak to you, sir. Welcome back to the show.
good evening, Gugu. I really need to apologize for the background noise. I just landed in Cape Town Airport, so I really apologize to the listeners. Tomorrow we are presenting at Parliament, the P20. They are celebrating Women's Month, and happy Women's Month to you and the listeners. So I really apologize for the noise.
Thank you so much.
I tried to get a corner somewhere to sit and let's discuss these numbers.
Oh, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you. And thank you for the well wishes. No need to apologize. What we are appreciative of is that you're keeping the economy going, given the presentations you're making at Parliament tomorrow. And maybe if I can, just before we get into the Quarterly Labour Force Survey numbers, you know, for many of us, we don't really understand the presentations that are made to Parliament, but help us understand how it does shift an understanding of the stats in the country, and also most importantly, how cabinet members respond from a policy point of view.
Yes. Remember, all the laws in South Africa that are made through Parliament.
Yes.
So I think the National Statistical Agency, like Stats SA, has got a privilege to go and actually set the scene. And you could imagine now that we are just celebrated the 30th year of democracy. Mm-hmm. We are only left, Google, we're left with 5 years before we actually review the NDP. So remember that 2030, it's the NDP, yes, the end of the NDP, but at the same time, it's also the SDG at the international level. We just came back from New York where we presented the voluntary review report for South Africa, and the numbers are not showing a positive trend. We really need to find a way how we can actually work together as a nation. And I'm hoping that this national dialogue will definitely probably give us some direction in terms of what are some of the things that we need to do. Mm. But having said that, we really need to find solution as quickly as possible. I think I've came in this show, to this show, so many times, yes, talking to you about how we need to grow our economy.
Yes.
The economy, Google, is not growing at the rate that we're supposed to grow. Mm. We can't have an economy that is growing at less than 1% and expect the labor market or the unemployment rate to drop. 100%. The economy has to grow so that they can absorb more people in South Africa in the working space, especially Google, the black African women.
Yes.
If you ask me a question, what is the face of unemployment in South Africa? Mm. It's youth and black African women. And we can't have the discussion after 30 years of democracy. We really need to find a way we can get a solution.
Yeah, that puts things into perspective, Soli.
Because some of us, Gugu, yeah, were raised by grandmothers and mothers. So we know, yeah, the importance of investing in a black African woman. So I think we really need to work hard.
100%.
Make sure.
I completely agree with you, Soli. And what you've described as the picture and image of unemployment in South Africa is me. So I'm really perhaps one of the more fortunate ones who does have an opportunity to be economically active and employed in the capacity that I am in. And maybe that does help us then deep dive into the numbers and the figures again. As you've highlighted, not only is it that youth and black female youth in particular find themselves on the periphery of economic employment, but it seems as though the number of discouraged workers is decreasing, if we take a look at some of the metrics. Help us understand what trends we've been seeing on a quarterly basis and how this speaks to the dynamic of essentially unemployment increasing in the country.
So in this quarter two, we've seen a drop from 3.5 million discouraged work seekers to 3.4. But I think the most interesting statistics that I want to share with you, which probably most of South Africans are not aware, when we talk about this 3.4 million discouraged work seekers, there's a reasons that they gave why they're discouraged. So there's three reasons. One, no jobs available in the area. That is the most sitest reason that we have in our statistics, where the discouraged job seekers are saying there's no job available in their areas. The second reason is unable to find a work related to my skills. So meaning that I'm solely, I've got a skill, but I'm not able to get the job. Then the third one is that I lost hope of finding any kind of work. Now, break these three reasons in terms of the gender. Then you find that women, which is, by the way, from the 3.4 million discouraged, majority are women, about 1.9 million, meaning the discouraged job seekers, the face is women. And I can tell you for free that it's even black African.
Yeah.
So it means that you are having a huge number of women who are saying there's no job available in the area. Now, let's bring it home now. It means that for you to get a job in your own area with no matric or with a graduate that the degree that you have, the area that we are staying, there's no work opportunities, which means that we're still having the same patterns that we had before 1994, where our economic hubs are in the urban centers, for example, your Johannesburg, your Cape Town. And indeed, when you look at the GDP in terms of the regional contribution, you'll see that these two economic hubs, they are still the ones that are contributing the most. We haven't created other urban centers where we can able to absorb and create economic activities in those urban centers. And I think that's the challenge that I always tell most of the users and the stakeholders, that we really need to find a way how we can change our migration patterns so that we don't find more people coming to Gauteng or to Western Cape. Yes. Otherwise, you are not going to grow the economy. And I think the results are telling us that there's no jobs available in the area. And which means that for you to go and get a job somewhere else, there's cost in terms of transport that you need to take off. So there's those type of challenges that we really need to think about as South Africans.
100%. I am so intrigued that you said this, Solly, because looking at the data, I do see, you know, Gauteng did contribute to the most number of jobs that were created. The Eastern Cape also marginally so, but there are some pressure points coming from the Western Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, and the Northern Cape that saw a decline in the number of jobs opportunities that were created. This is also important, Solly, because if we take a look at where we are in the world of geopolitics, there is very clear concerns that have been highlighted regarding the agricultural sector, automotive industry being negatively impacted by the US tariffs and how they'll be implemented. This then speaks to further potential job cuts. And the Western Cape, I understand, is one of the provinces that faces the greatest level of threat. I know that you speak on the stats and the data and you don't have a crystal ball, but I'm just trying and intrigued for you to, you know, contextualize this particular data and juxtaposition it against the current news flow and environment that we're in and some of the threats that we need to be mindful of.
I think with the current discussions that are happening with South Africa and the US in terms of tariffs, we will definitely pick it up in the third quarter, the impact of it in terms of what we are picking up, Gugu, from the data, especially in terms of the industries. And this is the impact of the funds that way from the US. Remember, some of our colleagues who are in the health sector, they were relying mostly on funding coming from the US. And now we're starting to see the numbers where community and social services, especially in the health sector, we're seeing a lot of job losses because of lack of funding and also the challenges that we have seen when the president of US announced that he's going to cut the funding. Now we're seeing the effect of it in those. So we will see this impact in the third quarter and probably more pronounced in the fourth quarter. The GDP numbers are coming out very soon. We'll also see it from the GDP numbers, where we are in terms of quarter two for GDP. And it will also give us a direction, because remember, the labor market, they're always following the GDP numbers. So we release quarter two, which already come at the backdrop of quarter one of GDP. Yes. Now we will come in with the GDP numbers in quarter two, and then we'll see these numbers in quarter three for labor market.
100%. As things stand, as we look at the numbers now, 16.8 million South Africans employed, a further 8.4 million unemployed, and further 13.2 million that either find themselves disgruntled by the job market or discouraged as work seekers, and others who are not economically active. I think this is very jarring. And if we do take a look at the trend, Solly, as you've mentioned, we're not growing jobs effectively. If you had to plot a graph and join the dots. I guess if we take a look at this trend, is this still consistent and moving downwards, especially post-COVID?
If you look at the number of people who are employed, we are actually have recovered from the COVID-19 levels.
Gotcha.
However, we are not moving at the speed that I think all of us we are probably wanting. We are still sitting below the 17 million mark. At some point, we get to 17 million people are employed, but we went down to 16.8 million. And that's where the discussion around, if you remember when we released quarter one, there was this discussion around 10% unemployment rate.
Yes.
And I think we met with the CEO, we went to Stellenbosch, and then we tried to contextualize this issue of unemployment rate in South Africa to say, imagine if you're saying it's 10%, it means that out of the 25 million people who are actually in the working age, you're saying that only 2.5 million people are actually are unemployed.
Mm.
And that, I don't think me and you will agree with the listeners that there's no way that you could say it's only 2.5 million people are unemployed. And again, the issue of us saying, no, statistics doesn't measure in informal sector. I think we've clarified that point, that we do measure it. Mm-hmm. And there's a danger in comparing the information coming from South Africa and, for example, Zimbabwe, and claim that no, unemployment rate in Zimbabwe is around 7%. Because if that's true, you need to ask yourself, why are we having an influx of some of the colleagues are coming from Zimbabwe and the SADC region coming to South Africa for job opportunities? That on its own, it gives you an indication that we are not measuring the same.
Yeah.
And that is why ILO have introducing a new classification to say, let all the countries measure informality the same. And we are now, let's just say, we are also ensuring that we're refining our measures so that all, whether you're looking at Brazil, you look at India, you are looking at the same when you're talking about informal sector. So we really need to move away from politicizing the numbers and try to deal with the issue that says South Africa is got an issue of unemployment.
Yes. And I think that's such an interesting point that you mentioned, Tate Molai. I'm aware that you might have to go because you are a very busy man. But this takes us then to an intriguing debate around the definition behind employment versus economically active, because that actually might speak to levels of remittances or financial support or even social grants that the banks and financial institutions are witnessing, but these individuals aren't necessarily employed within a place of work of productivity and contributing to the economy. Is that also an issue of contention regarding those definitions and how it then translates to the numbers?
Yes, and we had a very interesting meeting with the colleagues from MasterCard Visa, because we are also understanding that they are having a lot of data, rich data that we can actually tap into it. And we want to work with them. And to your point, it's the issue of definition and concept.
Yeah, 100%.
But I always tell people that having different data set is not about competition. It's about how we complement and have a better perspective in terms of the issue that is on the table, which is the issues of unemployment. We really need to find all these data sources, work together. And from status saying, we are willing to work with anyone who's got data, can give us data. I'm a statistician by profession, so I love binding into the data. So any data set that is available that can enrich our understanding, whether it's informal sector or formal sector, or agriculture, or even private household, please contact us. Give us the data, let's mine the data, and then we'll come to this show and then we'll have an interesting debate in terms of what is coming out from this data source, because it's not about competition, it's about complementing these data sets.
100%. Oh, Ntate Molai, I could speak to you for hours on end. We are both geeks united in terms of looking at the data and making sense of the numbers. All the best with your presentation ahead of tomorrow, and enjoy your stay in Cape Town. I know it's quite nippy down there.
Yes, and I know I still owe you a visit. I will make sure that I come to the studio. I promise I will do. Thank you so much. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you so much. That is Sole Molai, Acting Deputy Director General, responsible for Population and Social Statistics at Stats SA.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.